today.
Monitoring very carefully the situation, recognizing that along with our European partners and the international community, there will be consequences if people step over the line. I do think there is still the possibility of a peaceful transition within Ukraine, but it's going to require the government in particular to actively seek that peaceful transition, and it requires the opposition and those on the streets to recognize that violence is not going to be the path by which this issue will be resolved.
President, talking about the Ukraine. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start there because really Kiev was on fire. We talked about it with somebody who had just been there, Luke Vargas, in our previous show. Sad to see, frankly, the clashes. It looked like a movie set, and that's depressing. I mean, it looked like maybe Game of Thrones, perhaps, but it was real life. Now they're going to negotiate. That's a good thing if you think about freedom and the fact that the Ukraine broke away from Russia, what, back in 1991. So there's a temporary truce, anti-government folks, negotiations, the president, Yanukovych, and his government agreeing to end all of that for now for the sake of peace. And what will happen in these talks, who knows, but at least they're not setting things on fire and the police aren't smashing people over the head. Because you have 28 people now, that number's jumped up, dead, 450 people injured, so that number has also jumped up. It's been 3 months of this going on. And one day was particularly brutal, the last couple of days, and the momentum seemed to be gaining on the side of a bloodletting. Now that's come to a halt. Let's hope it holds, and the government can restrain itself, and that there can be peaceful protests, and that they stay peaceful. The White House threatened at first to impose sanctions against the Eastern European nation about 2 months ago, but they didn't do that. And the NATO Secretary General even was weighing in on this whole thing. And, you know, it serves to remind us of, as much as there are so many things that we hate about what's going on in Washington or frustrated over Obamacare and what it seems like it is, but it isn't, or immigration, or whatever it is, we're not living in the Ukraine and sitting here in the middle of a hellish nightmare of flames, black smoke, and young people who were killed on Independence Square. What is happening as far as the buzz in your backyard and my backyard is concerned, always seems to center around, lately, Mother Nature, right? Snow or hail or ice or traffic jams or stupidity by certain people in government not thinking ahead of time and sending people into the streets to go home only to be stuck for almost 10 hours. Crazy, crazy, crazy things. But I think that conversation is just a tad quelled because a lot of that snow is cleaned up. More to come. Winter is going nowhere. We're not really that close to spring, although we're seeing a spike in some higher temperatures in a couple of places. Minneapolis, for one, a month ago it felt like it was 40 below, and it was actually 40 plus in the city on Wednesday. And that's good and bad. Because here's what happens. Your body, I don't know if this happens to all of you. You can tell, obviously, it's happened to me. I've lost my voice at times a little bit here and there during the winter months, carried a cold longer. And that's because of the temperature swing where one day it's 70 and the next day it's 30. I mean, it's just a crazy swing in the temps. And I think that really has hit me. But I think that's hit a lot of people. It's also been a crazy flu and cold season, needless to say. The other thing that's resonating with people, and perhaps it's because now the movie Captain Phillips has gone to video, so people are streaming it, and the Academy Awards are coming up, and Captain Phillips is nominated. And you know what that's about, and we talked about it. We were in the middle of that during the show. We talked to people about piracy in Somalia and those areas when it all unfolded, and then afterwards, and it's still going on, and we know that. They had a strange thing that happened. Two security officers, in fact, former SEALs, were found dead on the Maersk, Alabama, that container ship that was the ship, the Captain Phillips ship. So it was moored at Port Victoria in the Indian Ocean. Both guys were in their 40s. They were just found dead. They're going to try to establish the cause of death. And remember, this ship was the target of the pirates in an attempted hijacking off the east coast of Africa back in 2009. And that's what Captain Phillips is based on, that whole incident. So that's very, very bizarre. I mean, really, frankly, a shock. And they've released statements from Maersk and talked about the security contractors who came on and that they weren't related to the operations and all of that. And security is whole part of the anti-piracy protection thing. So that's why they were there. They were security. So it does make you wonder, in their 40s, both dead? Yeah, I wonder what that's about. Somebody had gone to check in on one of them at like 4 something in the afternoon. And that's when they found out. So the ship, which was attacked by pirates once in 2009, was attacked again later that year, but they had security that fought them off. Then there was another attempt by pirates, same ship, in 2011. Also, security fired warning shots. So a lot has happened to the Maersk, Alabama, because of where, you know, the water that it goes in. So it does make you wonder if there's something more here once they discover it. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Oh, yeah, both security guys are in their mid-40s. They're both dead. We found them dead. I think they're just not really saying what's expected until they actually go through the whole autopsy thing. But I know there's going to be some kind of weird foul play tangled into the middle of this. And then you have the airlines telling us, make sure you keep taking off your shoes because there's a high alert of shoe bombing, something the Department of Homeland Security wouldn't specify, but they're saying be on the lookout for explosives hidden in shoes on flights from overseas to the U.S. Boy, that does us a whole lot of good, doesn't it, if you're on one of those flights coming back? Watch out for the shoe bombers. Make sure you look at your shoes, the people next to you, and they have to have gotten a little more clever about that. I would think they would have hidden it somewhere a little bit differently instead of the soles or on the bottom inside of the rubber. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to tell you about a guy who had Lyme's disease, almost died, and worked his way back. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Chipping away on 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. In case you haven't heard, Olympic-wise, the U.S. in front with 23 medals. I have an interesting story I'm going to tell you about winning those medals, what it actually cost those athletes coming up. But let's go to Ray in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kate. How you been?
Good. How have you been?
Well, here in Hannibal, Missouri, it's been a little bit colder than Sochi, Russia.
I've heard.
So, we've been landlocked and wearing three pairs of long underwear and coveralls and watching those people in the Olympics in short sleeve shirts.
Yeah, very strange.
So, what was the winning numbers on the Powerball tonight?
Do you think you have the winning? Did you go and buy it in California?
No.
You do not have the winning numbers. I was hoping that I would have the winning numbers, but apparently I didn't, and neither did you. Let's see if you had any of them, though. Here's the key.
All right.
I have them out. I had them out. And then someone took them from my desk. So here's the winning numbers. 1, 17, 35, 49, 54, and Powerball 34.
Well, I had one, but it was a Powerball.
Oh, okay, so that's good.
No, I had the Powerball as one.
Oh, that's one. Oh. I had none.
I've been playing Powerball since it began.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've won $7 four times, which is a Powerball on one or two numbers or something. Yeah. I waste my money on Powerball.
Yeah, you get excited to get the big jackpots, and I'm just like you if I do it, yeah.
Yeah, I play to lose. I do have, well, I have 6, 21, 24, 29, 34, and one is Powerball, and I'm going to go with 34 as our total Olympic medals.
34.
Since I failed to get in on
that
way.
Okay, 34. We'll see if you're right. You could be, because we still have some big things left, and I think Americans are going to medal in some more of these events. The U.S. hockey team, they just got to get by Canada. Not an easy task. They got to do that on Friday.
Well, I've been busy. I haven't been in touch with you, but it's been good. We got, I think, an inch of rain tonight on top of all of our snow, and it has been 50-something degrees the past 2 days. It just hasn't all thawed out yet.
Wow, that's good, though. 50 degrees, it's nice to have that 50-degree temperature, isn't it, so you can actually come out of the cave.
We had so many days below zero, which is abnormal, so it's nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
Heat wave.
Yeah, that is a heat wave. It's crazy. It's crazy when it's that cold. You can't go out. You get frostbite.
Yeah. Are you going to make it in for 4th of July this year?
Oh, I'd love to be there for 4th of July. If I'm in the States, I would love to be there.
All right. We're still trying to get to Tom Sawyer Day.
I know. I'd love to do it. It'd be fun. I heard it's pretty big now.
It's always been big. But,
but even bigger. All right, Raymond. Take care.
You have a nice evening.
You too. Be warm. Can you imagine that kind of temperature? And I know that a lot of people are listening to us in the great state of Missouri. But, boy, that's the thing. As much as you can talk about snow and all those other conditions, ice and everything else, I'll tell you what's really tough is what Ray was just talking about, is when you get the below zeros. How do you, as much as you can prepare for that, layer for that, all that sort of stuff, it's still really hard. Cars, starting cars, getting in and out of cars, just being in the element at all is hard. It's like that age-old question. And my friends and I still throw this out. Would you rather be hot or would you rather be cold? If you just had to deal with one, which would you rather deal with? Hot because, hey, you can drink iced tea, put a wet towel around your neck, you can work with air conditioning. Is it easier that way or is it easier the other way? Nathan, what about you? I mean, you're there in Minnesota. It's like igloo land. Would you rather deal with heat or cold? Would you rather be hot or cold?
You know, my Spanish teacher asked me that once, I remember, and I think my answer back then was cold, but I don't know what it is anymore. Every time I get to an extreme weather situation, I seem to be comfortable in it. Like, way past the point my brain would think that I should be comfortable in it. It's like, either dripping, sweaty, and like, there's no more clothes you can take off, or things that you can turn on, I don't know. I can't say. I'm here in Minneapolis, so maybe then I chose cold already. Maybe I already chose.
Yeah, maybe cold. Because there's certain parts of the country that even if the weather changes on you, it's pretty warm-based. Like, you live in Florida, boy, sometimes you are dancing on the face of the sun.
And we get both extremes here anyway. The summer comes and we do get that blaring hot.
Yeah, where it can be super, super hot. There's just some people that can't, there's just no way they could tolerate the cold. And that's why you always had the snowbirds and the people from the Midwest going for when they would retire. Back in the days when we really had a real middle class, they could partially retire and then go back to their house, by the way, in the Midwest somewhere. And they call, that's how the whole snowbirds thing came about. They go for the whole winter to Florida or someplace else, Arizona, and then go back up to wherever in the Midwest. I think it's a tough question because I've lived all over the country and dealt with extreme, just like Nathan, I've dealt with extreme temperatures on all sides of it. So I think if I'm in the middle of something brutal, if it's just too ridiculously cold, I might say cold, but I'd probably say the opposite if it were the other way. Not sure. Somebody alerted me to this fact. It seems more people, I mean, this is just the world we live in, right? We live in the internet era, so these are new world problems, but you have to deal with the internet, and you, if you have to deal with the internet for your job especially, there's always a chance of being hacked into. Now, the University of Maryland, they say their database that has sensitive information about their faculty and the course of students and the staff and all of that, they say it's been hacked. So what do? They send out an apology letter. The university president sends it out. Because here's the thing. It's got names, social security numbers, dates of birth, university identification numbers. 300,000 people. That's how much this has been broken into, how much has been compromised. And they're trying to, yeah, they're trying to do their diligence to find out, repairing it and all that stuff, and then trying to figure out what they can do to ensure the security. But there is no, I just had this conversation with two gurus of the internet, and there is no 100%, there's no sure, you got to really change things around. And most of the stuff you have is like Swiss cheese out there. So they can investigate, but if they investigate all that, I mean, this could trace back to Russia, could trace back to some other country. Sometimes that's what it is. It's a whole syndicate of trying to tap into information. The social security numbers are the scary thing. Boy, you don't want anyone to have your social security number. You want to keep that covered. You don't want anyone to have access to that. That's when it gets really, really dangerous. All right, we're talking to Matthew Hirata next, guy who had Lyme disease and then shifted his life, and he says it made a huge difference for him. Hang with us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Minute, people, and imagine this. Imagine getting to the point in your life where you've gotten so sick that you are very, very close to dying. What are you thinking about? Well, we're going to introduce you to someone who's in our virtual green room who can tell you what that was like and bounced back from that and went on to an incredible career owning an internet business that produced a ton of money in sales. In fact, he's written a book about it called Misfit to Millions, and it's the story of recovering from near death to owning an internet business producing millions of dollars in sales revenue. Matthew Hurtado joins us now on ATN. Matthew, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hey, first tell us, because I didn't give anyone any of those details, as you know, in that introduction about what happened to you and how sick you became and how you were that close to dying. Tell us about your illness.
Sure. Well, it's one of the worst things that I wouldn't wish it on my enemies. Let's put it that way. It's just Lyme's disease. And if you get into some of the more advanced stages of that, for instance, right now I'm back to my training weight. I'm about 210 pounds of solid muscle. And I was that way before I had the Lyme's. But when I had the Lyme's, I was down to 155 pounds. And I couldn't eat anything. I could barely walk. I would have horrible, horrible issues with my body that are just unbelievable that I don't think anybody should ever have to experience these. But for some reason, we do. And for me, it was my wake-up call, and it was actually the turning point in my life. But it's a very debilitating disease, and anybody that has it can tell you how horrible it can be.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, there's been more discussion about this and why and how people are getting Lyme's disease. Do you, in tracing that back, do the doctors have any idea of where you got it from? Was it tick related?
You know, there's no, there was no tick bite, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't. I just never had seen the bullseye. I know it was a gradual process, though. It started with neurological things, and then it became worse and worse and worse to the point that they knew something else was up other than, you know, just some anxiety issues.
Wow. All right, so you're in that position, and then what happens? How do you bounce back from that? How did you, talk about your fighting weight. How did you get back into that position?
Well, I had a miracle, and what it was I got down to my last ditch effort, and I found a radio show on Achieve Radio where Bob Neverett came on, and he brought a person named Ian, which was actually Ion from howionic.com, and I started doing sessions with Ion, and Ion told me that a lot of this had to do with me getting back into my place of joy, because when you put yourself back into a place of joy, it actually helps the immune system. So I did that, and then they told me that when the RNA drops would come out, that would get my DNA back into its original place where I could survive this and actually thrive. And at the time, I didn't believe it, but I had been on the product when it finally came out for a couple months, and I had gained all my weight back, and I was working out 6 days a week again. So for me, it was the miracle that I had dreamed of that finally showed up.
Yeah, good for you. How long ago was this when all this unfolded?
It started in 2008, and by 2009, I was in full debilitated mode. I'd lost everything by that time because I hadn't worked in a long time. And then in 2010 was the real turnaround point at the end of 2010 in November. And by February of 2011, I was back to my original, my weight and working out again, and everything was much, much better.
What was it when you're going through that transition and then you came out on the other side? I'm sure the people around you were elated by that. Tell me what their reaction was like. Yeah, because they had to be worried. They had to be scared to death, literally, for you. And then watching this happen, they had to be elated.
Well, yeah, I laid out the whole journey because I learned so much in the process, and that's kind of what the book was about and everything I associated with it that I give away with the book. But what happened was people couldn't believe it because I had people that saw me, and they couldn't believe how sickly I was, and they would literally, some people would even cry when they saw me because they knew what I was before. And I was living in a house that was abandoned because my family lost everything in the process, and we had bugs crawling everywhere, and it was the worst experience that I could ever imagine. And then within, you know, a short few months, I was making a six-figure income with my first bodybuilding company, and that took off instantly. And then we went to seven figures with another company, and, you know, within a couple of years, I went from that pit to a $5.5 million estate and another house on the side and all these things. And it wasn't because of how great I was. It was because I was following this very simple advice of how to put myself back together again, and that's the whole story.
Yeah, and as you say that, trying to put yourself back together again. Give us a little snippet, a kind of a preview of what's in the book. What are some of the specific things that you did that you followed that worked?
Well, the first principle was Ion said, the question that you have to always ask and answer before you take any action is, what is the fastest path to my joy in this moment? He said, what happens is we become disconnected because we follow everybody else's rules for our lives to the point that we no longer want to be here, and then we create disease so that we can kick ourselves out of here. That's the only way out sometimes. So if we go back to that foundational, you know, essence of it, you know, putting yourself in your joy in each moment actually aligns you with you, and it actually puts your destiny back into the vibrational proximity of where you're at. So instead of being disconnected or dis-ease, you actually become at ease again. And then when you're at ease, things start working in the body. The immune system kicks up. You know, all of your T cells start firing. You start getting stronger and stronger. And that was the first lesson that really turned everything around for me.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Matthew Hurtado, and Matthew, you know, there's some people that will listen, they'll be like, oh yeah, come on now. We've heard that before about find your joy, and if you just hang on to that and just be more positive and just do a few things here and there. But you're saying there's just no doubt that this is what elevated you from the situation that you were in. in a way, when you look back, is that kind of shocking?
It's very, very shocking, but it also takes a lot of the fear. It takes a lot of the punch out of the illness, because if you really look at disease as dis-ease, like lack of ease in the mind, then you can see it in a different way. And a lot of times when you see things in a different way, then you start to take your power back. And if you look at anybody that's overcome any disease, in essence, they took their power back somehow. They gave themselves a permission slip. Something happened where they allowed themselves to get well again. And whether it's the doctor helping them or the vitamin or the herb, somehow they allowed it in. And so what it really is this whole process is about getting yourself back into relaxing and allowing so that you can have what you desire. And that's kind of what it's about.
And, you know, you talk about Lyme's disease, but you also were suffering from and you talk about this in the book. You had PTSD, you had bulimia, you mentioned anxiety. So you were dealing with a lot of things, weren't you?
Yeah, my life is a train wreck. And that's kind of why I put the book out there, because I was least likely to succeed. You know, I was the dropout student. I was the one everybody said was stupid. You know, I was the guy that got involved with the wrong people. I was not the kind of guy that should have the lifestyle that I have today. And that, you know, following this basic advice, I became so good at these basic things that I learned that they took me all the way here. It was the fundamentals that took a person without the capacity that most people have to this place. So that is why I put the package together. It's for the people out there who are the ones that wonder if they're ever going to amount to anything, because it's really not that complicated.
And you mentioned the whole bodybuilding thing. You become the CEO of a bodybuilding supplement empire, basically. And when it first started out to where you took it, tell everybody how that grew along the way. I mean, did it take a long time to get from point A to point, you know, B?
No, it was revolutionary, because when I started following the fastest path to my joy, I had two options in front of me. I had I was finally up off my chair again, and I was starting to take myself to job interviews because I wanted to become a functional citizen again. So I had one job interview for sales for windows and siding, and another job interview for a nutrition smoothie bar. Problem was, is I really wanted to do the smoothie bar, but it was only a $7 an hour job. Now, who can support a family on that? And the sales job had quite potential, but Ion said, regardless, follow your joy. Don't follow the money. Follow the joy. And so I took the sales job, or I took the smoothie bar job for $7 an hour. And what happened was, in a period of a few months, the sales numbers went through the roof. The owner handed me the keys to the store. The store was losing $4,000 a month. I turned it around in 30 days by putting some products online, and I had a six-figure income within a few more months. It was just instant, effortless, and automatic, because I was following my joy and the ideas that were in vibrational match to that joy started to come to me. So it's like I shifted radio station, and instead of living in that miserable slump, I turned myself on to all the prosperous flow of ideas that led me to my destiny.
I love that. I like the shift that you talk about. All right, so if anybody wants to get a copy of the book, they can go to MisfitsToMillions.com, right?
Yep, MisfitsToMillions.com, and there's all sorts of bonuses I tied on there. You get quite the transmission. Lots and lots of value there. Even a free bottle of RNA drops the first month supply, which is, you know, that's the product that helped me get my physical meat sack back into its place of correctness again.
Matthew, thanks for coming on. Great story. Take care.
Thank you.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping.
Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. Said your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. He's breaking your
than they are so far at the Daytona 500 as we're coming around the right turn and skidding toward the end of this hour of America Tonight anyway. It's time for one of the favorite things for many of you anyway that you've written in. You say it's one of the favorite things that we do here on America Tonight. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. All right, so our first one comes to us from Bill. Bill says, "Hi, Kate. I think I've heard the dumb things a few times, and I get a good chuckle out of it. I finally got around to sending you this email. I don't know how many people have had this happen to them. I'm kind of like a Jerry Ford. Remember President Ford, how they made fun of him for tripping all over the place? I don't know what it is, but it seems as though I trip at least a couple of times a week over things like carpet that doesn't even look like it's edged up at all. I've even tripped up steps before. But perhaps the worst thing of all happened to me when I was at Mass one Sunday. We have chairs across sort of an auditorium and rows of chairs. I don't know what it was, but as I was going up to get my communion wafer, somehow I got caught on one of the chairs, and it ended up pulling me back. And it was pretty quiet, mind you. As I flew back, it was almost like a domino effect because there were lots of chairs that were empty as people were up getting the host or in line for it, and the chairs fell like dominoes. It was so loud you couldn't hear an amen anywhere in that auditorium. Suddenly, somebody let out a burst of laughter, and it kind of broke the ice in a really strange moment. That was a dumb thing. Yeah, that'd be pretty embarrassing. I think that's a combo. That's a combo platter. Dumb, I guess dumb in a sense, and also embarrassing. But you can't beat yourself up too much if you're somebody who is klutzy and that happens. It's just a terrible time for it to happen. I mean, that is pretty brutal. Okay, this one from Malcolm who says, have you ever taken in your own refreshments, let's say, to a movie? I was doing that one Saturday night late with my girlfriend. And actually, we didn't have beer or liquor. It was just root beer. We had root beer in her big purse, and we bought some popcorn. So we saved a little money on the soda. And when we were done, or when I was done, I shouldn't say when she was done. When I was done, it was a dark theater. It was halfway through the movie. I put down the bottle. Unfortunately, it was slanted. I didn't really kind of realize that. And the bottle started to roll. It rolled all the way down from the top of the theater. How it was a perfect roll, I don't know. Pinged off one of the railings and smashed at the bottom. It interrupted the silence in the theater, and it was a dumb thing. Because I should have realized that if I had just put it underneath my seat, that was flat and fine. I was sitting on the end, and it was kind of the ramp part of it, if you know what I mean, next to the steps. So why I reached over and tried to have it sit on the ramp, I don't know, but I certainly paid the price. All eyes staring on us after that happened. Yeah, I guess they're almost the two are almost embarrassing things, too. But, yeah, you wouldn't, of course, I know what he's talking about with the ramp. You wouldn't lean over and put it in the aisle. You would have just put it in the seat, and then you wouldn't have had that problem in the first place. So that's a dumb thing. There you just put it back in the purse. It's empty. Who cares? Or under the seat. So there's no reason to reach on the side of the aisle right where you were and then have that happen because you're not thinking it's dark and it's not a flat surface, but it is pretty funny. It would be disruptive to hear that roll and then hear the final smash at the end. And it would smash, too, because it's kind of like that wall where the screen is, I bet, is what he's talking about. That would have been kind of rough to hear that, I would think, anyway. I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, here's one from Paul who says, dumb things. Boy, where do I begin? Here's one that's actually happened to me twice, and I suppose that's why I would list it under dumb things. Have you ever run out of gas? Well, I've done it twice. Here's the worst part about that. The first time, I was definitely pegging in. I knew it. I passed gas station after gas station after gas station. So, of course, I finally ran out of gas 5 miles from my house, broke down on the side of the road, and were out of gas on the side of the road, and couldn't seem to get anyone's attention. Had a dead cell phone, dumb thing. Ended up having to walk. I just ended up walking all the way home, got a ride from my buddy, got some gas in a can, filled it up, swore I would never do that again, wouldn't let it go below half. Next time, I'm on a date with somebody I'm pretty interested in. And we go to dinner. I forgot to get gas beforehand. Naturally, I let it get really, really low. I didn't want to stop and have to get gas and interrupt the flow, if you understand what I mean. The mojo was completely broken when we ran out of gas. We were outside of town, had to call somebody to go get gas, couldn't find a station, It was a little bit later. Finally, they did. So it turned out to be not a great date. The woman that I thought I liked just ranted and shrieked at me, didn't take it in stride at all. Maybe it was better that I found that out, because she probably wouldn't have been a good match for me in the end. She seemed so perky and perfect until we were thrown a curveball. I think it was a dumb thing, especially since I had done it before. What do you think? I love these questions of turning around of what I think. The, you know, knock on wood, I shouldn't even say this. I've never run out of gas. I have stupidly taken chances where it got to E. Even the other day, my husband said to me, I was in his car because my clutch had gone. And he said, oh, yeah, this Acura is just terrific. And it's on E. He hadn't had any gas in it. Oh, don't worry. You have to run to some other, whatever place. It'll go for 100 miles when it's on E. Really? 100 miles? It didn't run out of gas, but I was concerned. Let's just say that. There's kind of a good rule of thumb to not drive anywhere close to E, if possible, especially if it's night or you're in a more Spartan area, let's say. And then it becomes a really big hassle. You got to find somebody, you got to get a gas can, you got to fill it up, you got to, yeah, it's usually not going to be an easy thing to solve. I like the idea that the date, maybe it was telling that the date just flipped out. Because they had, it was that wait thing, wait, out of conversation, don't know the person very well, seems a little odd. Then you have to wait for the gas can. Somebody goes to, you know, goes get the gas, and they bring it out to you, drive out to wherever you are. Yeah, that could be upsetting. I would roll with it. I certainly wouldn't rant at the person. So some interesting dumb things this time around. If you have something dumb that you did and you want to share it, send it to us at americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.